Any PCT monitoring statewide one. KF-880Q, KF-880Q, any PCT. KF-880Q, any PCT. KF-880Q, any PCT. Any PCT on statewide one requesting radio check. NAPZT. This is NAPZT on statewide one requesting radio check. Nothing heard NAPZT. KF8EDQ, NAPZT.
NAPZT, how are you doing today? This is KF8EDQ.
Doing better when I just programmed the Petoskey MI5 repeater in that I didn't know even had. So I got a new 6th Century talk group in for my MI5 listening. So hopefully this is receiving a lot better.
Yeah, absolutely. You're coming in 5x9. You're coming in absolutely crystal clear. I wasn't sure what area you're from, but if you go to the W8CMN website, it'll actually show all of the different voters, and there's, close to 20 repeaters on the MI5 network, so you should be able to reach one that's pretty close as long as you're in the middle or east part of the state there.
Yeah, Roger on that. We got one in Petoskey. And then there's one near me in Indian River, that's the Hackleberg. There is supposed to be one in Mackinac City, too. And I have not programmed that one in yet. That might be the levering one you might have mentioned. So that may be where that technically is. I don't know. So I'm going to have to... So it's probably the Mackinac City one there. I have to get that in. I got to get on a computer, though. I did this in my car on my laptop. I keep the programming cable plugged into the radio just for, simplicity, but it's too cumbersome in the car, so I'm going to do it when I get home.
Yeah, roger that. I actually have my DMR has different zones that you can set up, basically different sweet spots. And so I have one set up for Saginaw, Midland, Bay City, Traverse City, Detroit, Genesee County, and so forth. And then, I kind of separate them out by areas. What kind of radio are you using?
Well, my handheld is a DB20, my handheld is a VTech. Basically, it's an Anytone. Modified Anytone 878 series with custom programming for the U.S. market, and they service everything here. And that's located in South Dakota, of all places, north of Sioux City. And the mobile I'm talking to you on is a Radiodity DB25D. And it's a quirky little thing.
Yeah, roger that. I've had one radio from Radiodity. It was the DB25 Pro. And I'll be honest, I was not impressed with it. I had several build quality issues with it, and I ended up sending it back and getting something different. The handhelds, I'm probably full up on handhelds. I've got... I have two Redovis HD2s because they're pretty cheap. I picked up two of those and kind of had to sort through the good ones. I've had good luck with the HD2. I had an Anytone 878 for a week. I was trying it out, but the reception on it was very poor compared to my other radio, so I ended up sending that one back. Back to you. This is KF8EDQ for Radio ID.
NAPZT. So what DMR handhelds are you using? You're using some Redivis handhelds?
Yeah, roger that. I have the Redivis handhelds for when I'm away from home, but when I'm at home, I end up using the hotspots because it's just a little bit easier. I literally just got back from a walk, so you kind of caught me at the right time. When I'm at home, I use the Azu FT70DR with my hotspots, using either a System Fusion to DMR. That's what I tend to use at home anyway.
Roger that. Yeah, I really like my VTech. My VTech 6x2 Pro has it's a different setup. I think they have some custom boards done for them. The firmware is completely different from the regular Anytone stuff. And as stated, I really like the radio. Problem is I've grafted a few times on some hard tile. Hasn't cracked. I've gotten a small chunk out of it recently. And I'm wondering if I might have damaged the analog mic, because we use that radio is part 97 and part 90 rated. So it's illegal for commercial operation. And I use it on one itinerant frequency we use at my hotel. And lately, the other radios will show the carrier, but no modulation. So I'm wondering if I got a bad wire or one of the boards got clipped or something.
Yeah, roger that. I wouldn't know. I wish I knew more about the radio to help out, but I don't really know anything about it. Well, yeah, it's like I was saying. I just got back from a walk. I gotta get logged into. I've been logged into work, but I'm sitting down at my desk now, and I don't know. I gotta get. I've got another meeting in a few minutes here that I got to get to. And I don't have your first name written. I have your first name written down on a piece of paper in the garage, but of course I can't remember. The name's Mike in Saginaw here. Was it Dan or Doug? What was your first name again?
Name here is Stephen Brown. Stephen with a PHEN. And I looked you up on QRZ, so I got your information. I got to update my information over there. I haven't been on it in a while, but it's kind of still the de facto go-to. And I don't think the website's changed its format. It's like an early 2000s format still. But it works. Stephen, though, N.A. Papa Zulu Tango.
Yes, very good, Stephen. I remember it now. Thank you for the reminder. But I do got to get back to work here. I've got several things that I partially reverse engineered an old software to get it to run on some newer hardware this morning, and I have to do some testing on it. So I got to see how that's going to go. I did some tests. I got to look at the results and whatnot. So it ain't easy. Better talking to you through the repeater loud and clear. We'll talk again. This is KF8EDQ. I'll be clear and listening after your final.
All right, Michael. You have a very, very good afternoon. It was nice talking to you. Thanks for coming back to me and having a chat. Nice to meet another fellow DMR enthusiast, and I look forward to talking to you in the future. I'll let you get back to your business. And you have a fine business this afternoon, sir. N-E-T-C-T.
W-A-F-U. W-A-F-U, testing on MI-5, statewide 1. Anybody here? Are you listening there?
Hey, Sean. K-E-8-W-U-O. You're coming in loud and clear.
Hey, okay. Are you on the system directly, or are you through hotspot?
I am on the system directly via IP link on a Motorola R7 radio.
Okay, which repeater are you going into?
It is the MI5 TG51 East, I believe it is. It's on IP link, so I think that's the one it's using.
Oh, okay, so you're not on the air. You're going to a hotspot like I am. So we don't know if we're talking to each other or if we're actually getting out of the system. I know there is some problem. You know, you've got to use the surface reflector to get out on the system. And I'm just not sure if I have the hotspot set up correctly.
No, you are. I am over the air. I'm not using the hotspot. It's just, this is technically Wally's code plug, so I'm not 100% sure how to, I'm not super familiar with VMR, but I'm not using a hotspot, and this is the, it looks like it's the east, and then it says .n, so I'm thinking it's like the northeast repeater over here, and I'm in Shelby Township, so. Hopefully that clears it up a little bit. But, yeah, not on a hot spot.
He's on Mount Clemens, Sean.
There you go. Well, now I know I'm out there. If Jeff's out there, I know I'm on here. No, Jeff, I just wasn't sure if I had this clear note set up correctly. Analog HD and clear note to get me on here. But, I know that you have to pick a particular reflector to actually get the number. So, clearly I've done that, so thank you for the check.
You are on 3104 server. Give me that stuff here.
That's what I was looking for. 3104 server. Thank you. It's been a while.
And John was on Mount Clemens, just FYI. I don't know if you heard me before. And back at it. Give me that stuff here.
Hey, John, what radio are you on?
I'm on Motorola R7.
That's right. He told me about that. I'm not familiar with that one. I'll have to look it up. So. Okay, well, you're making it good, apparently, in the Mount Clemens. I'll have to look that one up. All right, I'll let everybody get back to it. I know everybody's busy working. I just, somebody is looking to actually get a hold of Wally. I just told him to look for him here or on P25 or on the MI1/FBI network. You can't find Wally on one of them, but he ain't looking.
This is KEFJW.
KEFJW, good afternoon. Here is Sean. I'm just looking up this. This R7 is a little sexy piece. Huh. Not terribly expensive. Huh. I gotta look into that some more. FJW, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. Yeah. Yeah, the R7 is the replacement for the 3500. So, yeah, they're actually doing a little promotion for those, so I thought about looking into it, but, you know, these 3500s are working just fine for me.
So John always gets the best place. Ain't that right, John?
You know what they say, I like to buy ones, cry ones, so.
Oh, I know, that's right. That's what I'm stuck with Motorola. I tried those Chinese ones, and they weren't cut. Getting it for me, so KEFJW.
Yeah, I don't have, the only thing I have that does native, VMR native, is an Anytone 878. And it's a pretty good radio, you know. I got it cheap, and it works. But I have work radios. I have 7550s and 5550s and, you know, things like that. You know, there will come a time in not the too distant future where I will no longer have access to my work radios, so I have to consider, you know, what would I use. Yeah. Right now, here's the irony. Right now I'm using a Redivis analog HD. I don't know, it's probably a $20 HD or a $30 HD tops. And I'm going into my ClearNote. I'm really being sacrilegious here.
Oh, there you go. Hey, whatever works for you. So, anyways, I figured I'm here to say hi to everybody, make sure everything is working still. We had some internet connectivity issues a couple weeks, or I think last week. Yeah, a week anyways, but that took me out of the system here, but nope, it's all still working. So, anywho, coming from you, Sioux State Marie Repeater, KEAFTW. Fun to you, everyone.
They're showing for a $20 radio hotspot. You're coming in pretty good. I would say your audio seems a little loud compared to the other two gentlemen that spoke up. You're quite a bit louder, and so I got to be careful with my audio when you speak because everyone in my company can hear it. but yeah, no, for the most part, you sound great, though. KEAWUO.
Yeah, you know, I think I just pulled that. It just sounds better. I wasn't sure. So hopefully this helps. Anyhow, what's my thing to get resolved? Well, it sounds like we're working over. All right, John, take care. Don't be afraid of it.
That was, about the right audio level, but a little broken up. So you might have been better off the way you were, and we'll just have to get used to it. KEAWUO, you have a good one, Sean, 73. This is KEAWUO Mobile.
This is KFAEDQ listening to State Y1.
Hey, PZC. Hey, PZC.